that there may be situations.
If what you say is the case, do you then agree, or would you say that Ghana's current democratic environment has laid a foundation for what we've seen in the sub-region where we've had upheavals and coup d'etat?
We have gone beyond that. The only thing that is saving us is the tolerance of Ghanaians.
You mean that Ghana is ripe for a coup d'etat?
I'm saying that it's more than ripe for a coup d'etat, but the only thing, if we go by our own history, you see that the things that have led to coup d'etat in this country were even less than what is happening now. But the only thing that is saving us is the tolerance and our collective history. That there may be situations that you don't like, and you may be tempted to think that nowhere can be worse than where we are now. So let us disrupt. You disrupt. You have some relief. But the relief will be short-lived. And the relief can lead you into another problem, where the new leaders will also be equally intransigent. You know. So it means that you have not solved the problem. And that knowledge by Ghanaians is what we are hanging on now.
Here's what's coming.